Enquanto lembrava a foto vagamente, alguém recordava nostalgicamente. Cérebro eletrônico avisou presente, expondo na rede descuidadamente. Quente na memória, remoendo fatos, fica no retrato que de fato sente. Enquanto falava distraídamente, outro respondia calorosamente. A de semelhança soando distrato, corte no barato que bateu de frente. Um corte profundo, a pedra no sapato, tudo acontecendo aceleradamente. Pode chegar quando chispar a nave, eu vou cruzar a órbita pro novo mar. Que a nossa lua transbordou, vazou, pode correr. Que lá só vai crescer amor. Ó, minha mãe, perdoa se eu te deixar. Que esse planeta é gente demais. Fazendo de surdo, a geral engole o tom do julgamento. Cospe marimbondo, tava armado cinto. Um quase inocente na arena inflamada, queimando a cabeça à beira do absurdo. Pode chegar quando chispar a nave, eu vou cruzar a órbita pro novo mar. Que a nossa lua só vai crescer amor. Ó, minha mãe, perdoa se eu te deixar. Esse planeta é gente demais. Pode chegar quando chispar a nave, eu vou cruzar a órbita pro novo mar. Que a nossa lua transbordou, vazou, pode correr. E lá só vai crescer amor. Ó, minha mãe, perdoa se eu te deixar. Que esse planeta é gente demais.
Oh yes, welcome to Bahia State, Brazil. We just started off with Zinia Franca right there with the song Nave from her debut solo LP called Zinia. And that's Z-E-N-I-A, which is definitely one of the coolest names ever. You know, expect that on the list of children's names in the next, maybe in the future, in 2200, maybe a very futuristic name, Zinia Franca. And she, by the way, was the lead singer, still is, they're still an active band, I believe. She belongs also to a band called Alafia, who've put out several albums. But yeah, in 2018, she made her first solo album and was actually nominated for a Latin American Grammy and a big hit. She's traveled across the world playing her music. And to me, that song was a great way to start this special of the music of Bahia, because it epitomizes to me Afro-Brazilian music. It is a mixture, that one probably, of jazz, samba, here's some African percussion in there, soul music, a little bit electronic. And yeah, Brazilian music is very futuristic. If you haven't been listening to it for a little while or ever, you'll be very surprised. I'd almost say that the music industry there is as vibrant and big as the U.S. music industry. There's so much going on. There's like 200 million people in Brazil, of course. And yes, she's known as one of the bright young female singers speaking and singing about the empowerment of Afro-Brazilian culture, so especially amongst black women. And yeah, big mix of sounds in Zinia's music. I'm sure she's going to have a great career and continue to make exciting stuff. So... this special of Wandering Rhythms, we're going to feature music from Bahia State, which is, by the way, about 15 million people strong. It's just a couple states north of the big city there of Rio. Salvador is the main city, actually the former capital of Brazil. And it's full of a lot of ancient buildings, but most importantly, it's the most vibrant, most African city outside of Africa. Something like 80% of the people there have African backgrounds. So a lot of mixed race people, of course, but still a lot of very strong African traditions. Yeah, especially West African, of course, as a lot of people migrated or were, you know, probably against their will brought to South America. West African culture thrived, and in some places it really, from what I've read, it feels so much like you're in Africa in some neighborhoods. They have their own spin on Carnival. The bands are, of course, a bit different, a bit more African flavor. But yeah, they've had a big influence actually in general on the whole Carnival experience, which, by the way, was canceled this year. This was a crazy thing. Nobody could imagine. I mean, the Carnival in Brazil withstood dictators, withstood wars, all sorts of upheavals over the generations. But this is the first time it was outright canceled. And yeah, they did some online versions as well. That happened just last week, by the way, mid-February. It was like the ending in the 17th, usually around then. But yeah, it was largely canceled. And now I know that that was a big blow to the kind of mood of the people, because that's the biggest party of the year down in Brazil, maybe in all of South America. So yes, Salvador has its own spin on Carnival. And we're going to hear some of those bands later on that have influenced the Carnival with African traditions. But next, I just want to play a song that to me also shows how African culture is just in everything, in all music, really, in Brazil. So this is what I would call like pretty typical kind of funk pop song. But then if you listen to the percussion, there's so much going on. It's more than what you'd hear in the North here, in the North America. There's so many layers of percussion going, and that is like the soul of African music. It's the polyrhythms of percussion going on. So yeah, beautiful piece of music here. This is Russo Passapuso, real name or not, I'm not sure. He is the singer of another band called Baiana System, who are very popular in the city of Salvador. So yes, he put out his first solo album in 2014 called Paraíso da Miriam. And this song right here is called Paraquedas.
Pra tu parar de guerra, pra tu parar de dor, pra tu parar de medo. pra tu pular de novo. Pra tu parar de guerra.
Guerra.
Ou pra parar de dor.
De dor.
Pra tu parar de medo.
Medo.
Pra tu pular de novo. Se jogar no chão. Botava paixão na grade para não sofrer assim. Aranha cortava volta, escorpião recuava.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are in the middle of a special on Afro-Brazilian music. Yes, celebrating one of the most African places outside of Africa, the state of Bahia, Brazil, and specifically the city of Salvador, right on the coast. And we just heard a band that, well, if you just picked up a piece in the middle, you might not have noticed it, but near the end you heard the Candomblé African drumming tradition of Brazil. And yes, that's a band from the alternative rock scene of the 90s, and yet still being a hard rock band, still managed to keep this African root to their sound. So that's their debut album, which came out in 1997. That actually, the band only put out two records, and their self-titled album, that was Catapulta, and the song we heard was Retirantes. And yes, they didn't really live past that music scene, but they just showcased a very interesting Brazilian twist on the alternative rock sound. And they were pretty big down there in Bahia State and throughout Brazil. They were on the MTV Brazil often as well, it seems. I didn't have that channel, but we can take the internet's word for it. Yes, so before that we heard something far more traditional. It was a musician named Antonio Ribeiro da Conceição, who goes by Bule Bule. Yes, and this musician put out his first album in 1979. He has since been given the Order of Cultural Merit in Brazil. And the song we heard was from a 2006 album, and it was called Sambador Falava Baixo. So yes, some samba music, and he is making music in a tradition called Tanejas de Bahia. So that's the inland region from the coast, and it's comparable to the Australian outback. It's apparently quite arid and desert-like. So yeah, you know, desert style of samba there for you. And we started off that set with Russo Passapusso with his song Paraquedas from 2014. So yeah, quite a popular musician on the scene, and we're going to later hear from his other album, or his other band, sorry, Baena System. But next, probably the music most rooted in African traditions that we're going to hear on this program. This is a style of music called Akshe, and that's, it seems like kind of a blanket statement for all music from Salvador that has an African root to it. That's spelled, be it by the way, just like axe, A-X-E, but there's an accent on the E. So this Akshe music, or Akshe, I guess you could say, started first in the 1970s as a out of the Black Power movement. So for Carnival, bands even in the north in Salvador were playing more like samba in the Rio de Janeiro style. But then there was a band that came in the 70s, part of the civil rights movement, called Ile Aye, who decided to mix in a lot more African rhythms and make a twist on the traditional carnival band. So yes, they started calling them Blocos Afros, or African blocks. And yeah, now there's a whole bunch of different bands now that have this African spirit that play thumping carnival rhythms. So yeah, in a funny way, the carnival is what set off this new revival of African music in Salvador and across Brazil, I suppose. So yes, we're going to hear African Brazilian music at its purest. This is Akshe Orisha, which is actually the name of a film that was made, and this is from the soundtrack. So yeah, many different musicians playing on this, and yeah, it was recorded in Salvador, Brazil in 2012. We're going to hear the song called Oxala. This is Wandering Rhythms in Bahia State, Brazil.
Ele como é a luta da não violência. Primeiro é nunca matar. Segundo, jamais ferir. Terceiro, estar sempre atento. Quarto é sempre se unir. Quinto, desobediência às ordens de sua excelência que podem nos destruir.
Wandering Rhythms here, traveling through the music of Bahia State, Brazil, and celebrating the African-Brazilian heritage. Yes, a place where the African diaspora is very much a part of everyday life. And something like 80% of the people in Bahia State have some sort of African background. And race is a bit of a confusing thing in Brazil. When I look into it and the demographics, it is like quite convoluted, and it seems like a big argument in Brazil. You know, it's not just in the U.S. where race is a bit of a hot and dicey conversation topic. In Brazil as well, the definition of, well, of race is confusing. So of course there's white, there's black, there's everything in between, and the main question is whether blackness is just purely the color of somebody's skin or their identity, right, as their background, if they consider themselves of African ancestry. So it's not, of course, not just a physical characteristic, but it's a socio-political historic question as well. So yeah, won't get into it, but yeah, even the question of Black History Month is like, is it a question of the color of your skin or how you live? Is it about your culture? And yeah, that's about all I'm going to say on that. But essentially, there are problems with race, it seems, anywhere you go, and especially with multicultural countries like Brazil. So unfortunately, it seems like in Brazil, just like in the US, Black people face more discrimination. It's generally more poverty amongst the Black communities. But yeah, I just want to focus on this music and show how important this is in the culture, not only for Black people, but for people of all races in Brazil. They take so much inspiration from this music, and I hope that, you know, it's a way that African Brazilians can rise up in society and be proud of who they are, and that, you know, they can be celebrated. And that's really what this is about to me. So, yeah, back to the music. In the last set, we heard a wide spectrum moving through time. We started with Axé Orixá, which is a very traditional ensemble playing Afro-Brazilian percussion and music primarily from the Yoruba tradition of West Africa. And then we heard Ifá and the song Templo, which is a band that mixes funk and Afrobeat into the polyrhythmic African stew. And that was an album called Ijeka from 2016, by the way. They have very nice, colorful shirts in this band. And then we ended with some very futuristic Afro-Brazilian music, the band called Baiana System featuring B. Negao. And the song was Reza Forte. So these guys are big. They are electronic. They are African. They are a lot of things. But yeah, that's the evolution. And that's where we're at now with the music scene of Brazil. And we're going to just roll into a wonderful piece of hip hop here. And this is even better knowing that this isn't huge. This isn't that popular. This is still underground rap. A band that has been around for well over a decade here. And this is from their second full-length album, which came out in 2017. They're called O Quadro. And this song we're going to hear is just, wow, it's like, I've never heard hip-hop like this. It's got a live band. It's like almost jazz, but then it's got these electronic elements and like some straight-up funk and then some great Portuguese rapping. So the song is Jagante here from O Quadro's album Nego Roque. This is Wandering Rhythms in Salvador de Bahia, Brazil.
Olorum, traços bentos, Fonsa Maçai, saudade é banzo, Angola, Congo, Kibundo, Mundo, filhos de santo, Isé Axé, Baobá, Ileia E, Ijexá, Laruiê, Mente Malê, Ogunhê, pra vencer, Mojubá.
Raiz é meu crime, eu sou o anti-regime. Águas do Nilo, corrente, força sublime. Nas catacumbas do Egito, cavando o primeiro escrito, vim pra injetar no Hollywood, no telecine. Quem disse que meu povo não tem voz? Aumenta o volume, baobá, já se ouviu lá no cume. Fé na axé radiante, ontem, agora e adiante. Riqueza no semblante, positivo e vibrante. Somos lindos e livres ao som de Curtis Mayfield. Somos rei nesse baile, somos Garrincha no drible. Movidos a Gold Link, bailante, vibrante, chique. Nos dias de Babylon, aos dias de Jaja City. Tambores são sempre espirituais, orgânicos, digitais. Africanas, conexões, umbilicais, pra quem semeia paz, colitação como rituais.
Uamba mutamba mutalambô, uamba mutamba mutalambô, Luanda que se vi iaô, Luanda que se vi iaô, como quem guia gogô, como quem guia gogô, Luanda Salvador, Luanda Salvador.
Sangue de quebrada, cabeça de negro, base, fundamento, groove, Angola, Queto. Alma de zumbi que vive e se levanta. Abdias com uma força que Nina encanto. Rápido e rasteiro como um bibicino. A justiça precisa do machado de Xango. Sagrados ecoando no toque do tambo. Sou quebrada, sou encruzilhada, sou gueto.
Sente o grave como bater. 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 Sente o grave
pouco de lá. Não sei se paro ou continuo. Misericórdia, dobra joelho. Segura que vem ela aí. Vai rolar no rosto e bater no chão. Essa, essa, essa lágrima. Eu te chamei e você não viu. Era pra olhar pro lado de cá. E daí perdeu essa, essa dádiva. Canta pra subir, canta pra descer, canta pra curar, canta pra ouvir, pra agradecer essa dádiva. Canta pra subir, canta pra descer, canta pra curar, canta pra ouvir, pra merecer essa lágrima. Só não pode faltar a fé, só não pode remar na ré, só não pode dar no pé quando os meninos chegarem. Dobra o coro, escuta o chão. Que vem ela aí, vai rolar no rosto e bater no chão. Essa, essa, essa lágrima. Eu te chamei e você não viu. Era pra olhar pro lado de cá. E daí perdeu essa, essa dádiva. Canta pra subir, canta pra descer, canta pra curar, canta pra ouvir, pra agradecer essa dádiva. Canta pra subir, canta pra descer, canta pra curar, canta pra ouvir, pra merecer essa lágrima. Essa, essa, essa.
You're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF Radio. I am your host, Nick Legacy, and we are visiting Bahia, Brazil. Yes, a state in northeast Brazil on the coast, and celebrating one of the most African regions in the world, which happens to be outside of Africa. And yes, part of Black History Month and celebration of the Black diaspora. And this last band we heard is a great embodiment of that. They're called Zimminino, and by the way, that's their first album, which came out in 2019, self-titled. We heard the song Lagrima, and as these two musicians were discussing grime music, trap music from Chicago, UK footwork, etc., all these different styles of music, they realized that they shared a desire to use music to celebrate Africa's contribution to world culture. So they embarked on a journey to create an album with lyrics in French, English, and Portuguese, and with references to a diversity of Black rhythmic genres, in order to help bridge the gaps that normally separate people of African descent around the world. So yes, lofty goal and achieved on this album, which is full of all different kinds of kinds of styles. So yeah, also an embodiment of Brazilian music in general, which has that African soul, no matter how you slice it. Zimminino right there. And before that, a hip-hop band that I just fell in love with called O Quadro. That's O-Q-U-A-D-R-O, just one word. Their second LP, which came out in 2017, the song we heard was Gigante, and pretty straight-up hip-hop bangers on there, and then there's very experimental stuff, and that one was, I'd say, more on the experimental side. There you go.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for more Brazilian hip-hop, a musician named Criolo is another one of my favorites. He's from Sao Paulo, though. Yes, so we're going to end with something which is kind of where this Afro-Brazilian Renaissance first started in the 1970s, with a band called Ile Aye, which I mentioned was the first carnival band to really bring an African twist to the formerly more samba ensemble that play percussion during carnival. So yeah, this is the band that led to the whole evolution of this style and the mixing, and they're still active. They did not get to perform this year unless they did some secret party during carnival, but they did do a very nice live video this past summer. This came out in July, so this is the band playing live. Wish you could see it, impossible over the radio, but yeah, if you just type in Ile Aye, it's I-L-E-A-Y-E and then Vivo, V-I-V-O, you should be able to find it. The song's called Alienação, and yep, this is gonna end us off. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this very eclectic mix of music on the program, celebrating all the great things that Africans have brought to music. That's not to mention all the styles that have been birthed in North America, like jazz music, blues music, hip-hop, rock and roll blues, just to name a few. But yes, you know, be proud of your heritage. Lots of love to Africans and people all across the world making music and, you know, growing closer together. One love, Nick Legacy and Wandering Rhythms signing out.
Se você tá afim de ofender, essa chamada de morino pode crer. É desrespeito à raça, é alienação. Aqui nem leia, yeah. A preferência é ser chamado de negão. Vá! Se você tá afim de ofender, essa chamá-la de morena pode crer. Você pode até achar que impressiona aqui nem leia, yeah. A preferência é ser chamada de negona. A consciência é o motivo principal. Eu quero muito mais além de esporte e carnaval. Natural, chega de eleger aqueles que têm. Se o poder é muito bom, eu quero poder também. Se você tá afim de ofender, yeah, yeah, yeah. É só chamá-lo de moreno, pode crer. É desrespeito à raça, é alienação. Sendo trans, aqui me leia, yeah. A preferência é ser chamado de negão. Obrigada, negão. Diz. Se você tá afim de ofender, yeah, yeah, yeah. É só chamá-la de morena. E aí, Mário Pan? É o quê? Você pode até achar que impressiona. Obrigada, viu? Aqui me leia, yeah. A preferência é ser chamada de negona. O sistema tenta desconstruir, te afastar das suas origens, pra que você não possa interagir. Construir, já passou da hora de acordar. Assumir sua negritude é vital pra prosperar. Ser negro não é questão de pigmentação, é resistência para ultrapassar. Sempre igualdade e humildade. Vou subir de leaiê e encantar toda a cidade. Se você tá afim de ofender, yeah, yeah, yeah. É só chamá-lo de moreno, pode crer. É desrespeito. aqui nem lê aê. A preferência, eu quero James e Cosa comigo aqui. Se você,
se você tá afim de aprender,
yeah, 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 é só chamá-la de morena, pode crer. Você pode até achar que impressiona
aqui nem lê aê.
A preferência é ser chamada de negona. Pra você, se você tá afim de ofender, ele não quer cantar não, mas eu vou cantar. É só chamá-lo de moreno, pode crer. É desrespeito à raça, é alienação. Aqui no Ilê,
aqui no Ilê, aê.
A preferência é ser chamada de negão. Se você, se você,
se você tá afim de ofender,
chamá-la de morena, pode crer. Você pode até achar que impressiona. Quanto a você,
a preferência é ser chamada de negona.
Aqui me leia, a preferência é ser chamada de negona. Eita coisa boa, gente. É dessa forma que o Leia se despede e agradece todas as ações.